Welcome in Braves Today, bravestoday.com. He is Lindsey Crosby. I'm Ben Taylor. It's all brought to you by none other than Plains Coffee. Go to plainscoffee.com, promo code Braves, 10% off, and get yourself a win just like the Braves did in opening day. And pretty much the fashion that we got accustomed to seeing last year, which was get to the pen and make it hurt for the opposing team. And that's exactly what they did, Lindsey. But not to say that the Braves didn't do well on the mound themselves. Only, I know it says three runs. I told you before we got on, he gave up two runs. I don't call that one at the end. That at the end was, let's get it over the plate and let's get out of here and go back to the hotel.
Yeah, it was, yeah, Strider gave up two runs, and really it was one hit, right? I didn't think the home run would be Brandon Marsh. I knew Brandon Marsh had good numbers against Strider. That was in our preview, if you read our preview. Yeah. The best average anybody on this team had against Strider was Brandon Marsh. So I didn't think it'd be a homer, though. But outside of that one, you know, that one hit, Strider, for the most part, did everything you wanted him to do. He struck out eight guys, walked only two, only three hits in the five innings. And he lost the streak of getting a win every time against Philly, but he didn't take a loss because still you came back loss. And you won it. Still no losses. And would he probably have gone back out there for the sixth inning? Were it not the end of March? I'm assuming so. But he didn't seem to be laboring that much. And the curveball was good. He threw 10 of them of his 90 pitches. 10 were the curveball. So that's 10, 11% right there. He got three swings. Two were swings and misses.
Yeah.
He also got two called strikes on it. So he got four strikes on the 10 curveballs. And really, that's what it's there for. That's what you need, right? I'm sorry, four strikes on it of the 10 he threw. That's what you need from it, right? It just needs to be a different speed. It needs to drop below a bat. Philly showed the blueprint in the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
Just foul off the fastball, sit slider. You can't sit slider when the curveball is going to be out in front of it and it's going to drop below your bat. So did what it needed to do.
Brandon Marsh getting the home run really was disappointing, but I will say this. The one thing that I did like seeing it, if anybody was able to watch the game, maybe you were listening at work because some people had to work today, it seemed like a playoff atmosphere. Like, they were pretty pumped that they jumped on top of Strider early, or not early, but, you know, middle of the game. They thought, okay, now we can turn it over to our bullpen. Crowd felt that. Sounds like management felt that for the Phillies. The Braves felt a little otherwise, as they loved getting into that bullpen. And who would, if I told you, Lindsey, we scored nine runs, you would, first question would probably be, how many home runs do we have?
None. Yeah. None.
Absolutely none. But we did have six doubles. So some extra bases out of the Braves, including Matt Olson, who had three doubles on the day.
Happy birthday, Matt Olson. On his 30th birthday, he picks up three doubles. Adam Duvall's first hit back in Atlanta is a double that ties the game up there in the sixth, seventh. Yep. Yeah. And just, you didn't do much against Wheeler. You kind of knew you weren't really going to do much against Wheeler. You never really have done much against Wheeler. But so, like you mentioned at the top, so many of Atlanta's games last year were either you jump out incredibly early on an overmatched starter, you put up runs in the first inning, or you get past the dude to get into the pen and you victimize the pen. And that's what you did here. I had it in the takeaways. I'm looking for the exact thing here. The seventh and eighth innings combined, seven hits, five walks, and a passed ball got Atlanta nine runs. Like that, this team can score in a hurry. They can put up crooked numbers. The offense looks like it's not really taking a drop off. And you even made the pinch hit decision of Duvall for Kelenic at the right time. Duvall comes in to face the lefty, gets that double I mentioned. So hard to be mad with the way this one worked out.
We have literally talked for, and I say this, Mark, for a reason, 4 minutes, and we have not mentioned Ronald Acuna Jr. Ronald Acuna Jr. starts off the game, and the reason I say 4 minutes is because there was a tweet that went out from like Baseball America or something. It was one of these weird, but it's like, I've seen the Braves play for 4 minutes and Ronald Acuna Jr. has a single and a stolen base. So that's why I used that 4 minute mark right there, as he goes 2-for-4 on the day with a stolen base as well, picking up right where he left off.
Yeah. And it's something where you weren't relying on him, right? Mm. But he did Ronald Acuña Jr. things, and you could see, I think both ways, you could see the effect that the running game had on the pitchers. Like, you could see Wheeler getting a little bit flustered after he stole second. You could see when Strider gave up that home run. I want to say it was either Stott or Boehm. One of those two was on second, and you could tell Strider was a little bit distracted by that guy on second when he made the pitch, gave the home
run.
That's
what it was. Yeah,
it was Boehm. There you go. And so, like, you can see the effect the running game has, and obviously there's no bigger threat in the running game in Major League Baseball than Ronald Acuña Jr. It does give you some confidence if you were still a little uncertain about the knee. The knee's fine, obviously. Yeah. He steals a base the first time he gets on. Picked up where he left off. He's technically on pace to have 162 steals this year. I love super small sample sizes. Matt Olson's on pace to hit like 400 and something doubles. It's going to be a good year for Atlanta if everything holds like this.
Well, not just that, is two surprises, because I told you I was really nervous about Harris the second batting in that sixth spot. Did not affect him with 3-for-5 on the day. Mm-hmm. Also, Orlando Arcia, that we keep saying did not look great after the All-Star break last year. Makes you wonder if he had a reset, maybe a maturing process over the offseason. He also goes 3-for-5 on the day. When you get 3-for-5 out of your eight guy,
your sixth guy. Yeah.
I mean, come on, man. That is tough to deal with, because everybody's bragged about the Dodgers lineup and they've bragged about the Philly lineup. But you and I said, and this is homers talking, yes, but top to bottom, the Braves lineup, when your 6 and 8 guy and your 9 guy had a hit too before he exited the game after being pinch hit for. So you've got 7 hits out of your 6, 8, and 9 guy by the middle of the game. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. And credit to Bally Sports. They actually pulled up some of the Google Cloud Statcast, whatever stuff, and showed that Arcia's long fly ball would have been a home run if not for the win. So, yeah. I mean, he was hitting the ball pretty well towards the back end of spring training there. And the hope would be, obviously, it's the first time, last year was the first time he'd been in the starter in years, yep, right? So the hope is maybe it was something like with Sean Murphy, where he kind of got worn down playing so much in the first half. Hopefully he's a little better adjusted. If Orlando Arcia can continue to have games like that, I'm not saying he's going to go 3-for-5 every day, but if he can continue to have big games at the bottom of the order, it makes things even easier on Jared Kelenic at 9.
Yeah.
But then two, it just makes this lineup so much more dynamic. Because like you said, second half is where he really struggled. And if you really see Orlando Arcia struggle this year, you don't really have, on the Major League roster right now, you don't really have a logical replacement for Orlando Arcia. Last year, you could have talked yourself into, you know, maybe Vaughn Grissom. You went out and got Nicky Lopez. Right now, there's nobody you would bench Arcia for, even for just like a day or two off, unless you just really think Luis Guillorme is going to be a great shortstop for you for a day or two. So I hope he keeps it going. We've also gone almost 9 minutes and haven't talked about Sean Murphy yet. And what's going to happen with that?
Well, and that's the thing, is you told me right before we came on that it did become official. The Braves did say that he was going to be spending a little time on the bench.
Yeah. So he came out in the seventh inning, he 1-1 count, swings, looked like a kind of a normal swing, although Sean Murphy's swing that's a G-hack every time. He's going for the fences every single swing, but immediately grabs his oblique. He officially was removed for left oblique tightness, and then Snitker confirmed after the game he is going to go on the IL. They're not sure for how long. Chadwick Tromp's going to get called up from AAA Gwinnett. Looking at Gwinnett's lineup tonight, which I think they're starting right as we are recording this, Tromp was taken out of the lineup in Gwinnett, and the organization took catcher Ryan Castile off of the development list, which they're going to use him in AAA as the backup in AAA when Tromp comes to the major league level. So you're going to see that move probably first thing in the morning on Saturday. They don't make those super quickly, but they also want to make sure Tromp can get there before they make the move and everything. But I'm not as worried about this as you would think, simply because Travis d'Arnaud is a good catcher. Yep. Now, I think some of that depends on the length. If Murphy's out for a month or if he's out for three, I do think obviously there is a difference. If you know, Travis d'Arnaud, if you have a month of games that he's covering, he's mm-hmm. probably starting 25 or so of those. If mm-hmm. you remember in 2021, he started every postseason game for Atlanta all the way through the World Series. If it's 3 months, then Chadwick Trump's probably playing a little bit more maybe than you would love for him to. And that yep. does mean you're probably changing the lineup and batting him ninth and not Jared Kelnick. But either way, I feel comfortable. You're not going to have too much of a drop off with Travis d'Arnaud simply because of he's the best qualified backup catcher in all of baseball.
Putting a bow on this, if I guess I had to put something into words how I felt about the opening day start out of everybody, is I like the fact that they barreled up Zach Wheeler. There were a couple of times they hit the ball really hard and had nothing to show for it. And the fact that he gave up, Wheeler gives up five hits. However, he did have five strikeouts. And even though he did go six, the Braves just seemed like they were making their way to getting on him. And they have not shown that before. Even in the first, it's either the first or the second, the diving stop over at third that ended up, mm-hmm. Becoming an out. Bryce Harper ends up making a diving stop at first on a ball by Olson that would have been down the line and probably scored Acuna Jr. So at the end of the day, I liked where the bats were at because I was afraid that it was going to be a little slow. And I get it. It did start slow against Wheeler, but the balls were still hit hard.
Yeah. And talking it like we have on this thing before, we talk about luck and randomness and things like that. And maybe randomness is a better way to describe it than luck. But Spencer Strider in five innings has four hard hit balls against him, which mm-hmm. reminder, hard hit is 95 or harder, everybody.
Yep.
So four hard hit balls, gives up two runs. One of those hard hit balls is the home run to Marsh. Zach Wheeler gives up eight hard hit balls. No runs come out of that because, like you mentioned, they were hit to everybody. Every single person that got an at-bat today, except for Travis d'Arnaud, had a hard hit ball for Atlanta.
And who even knows if he took batting practice to begin the game?
I mean, his first time he came up to bat, it was a 1-2 count. That is a bad situation to be in. He struck out on the next pitch. But after that, he went up there and he drew a walk, ended up scoring. So he didn't really even make contact with a ball. And that's why he didn't really have a hard hit ball. He didn't put a ball into play. But everybody else had a hard hit ball. Kelnick, Duvall, Arcia had two, Olson had two, Ozuna had two, and Acuna had two. So this offense picking up right where it left off. Pierce Johnson, shout out to Pierce Johnson's inning of relief. Two strikeouts, no hits, no walks, no hard hit balls against him either.
Mm.
So you kind of love what you saw out of the Braves pen. Again, Mentor Johnson, Jimenez, one combined hit. I think it's no walks, five strikeouts between those three scoreless innings. If you had to throw, if it was a safe situation, Iglesias in the ninth, there's your 6, 7, 8, 9 right there with the possibility of, instead of Jimenez, you see Matzik right there if it's a lefty coming up to bat in that inning. But there's your back end of the bullpen. Looks good. Phillies, not so much.
Braves start with a win. It'll be a matchup of two guys that were opening day starters last year with Nola and Fried. I still have the sweep in place. Lindsey still has his 2 of 3 in place since we got the win to start things. So at least my jinx of being swept is not going to happen. I'll at least throw that out there.
You can't lose that one, yeah.
Yeah, no kidding whatsoever. It's been brought to you by Plains Coffee. Go to plainscoffee.com, promo code Braves, 10% off of your first order. And make sure whenever you go there, you order some of the tea as well, because some of you just keep complaining that maybe it doesn't have anything other than coffee and you just haven't looked on the website yet. So please do so. Plainscoffee.com. He's Lindsey Crosby. All the written work, including a recap of the day and some nerdy numbers that you can jump into that we didn't get to today, as well as we didn't get to Drake Baldwin today. So we apologize for that. So
sorry,
be sure
buddy.
To go to plainscoffee.com and get your 10% off.
You got Matt Damon again.
Yeah, he got Matt Damon again. That's how that goes. He's Lindsey Crosby. I'm Ben Taylor. Lindsey, as always, thank you, bud.
Thanks, buddy.